now, Brother Nathaniel, is a church planter out in Wyoming. And I tell you, he's a blessing, and I love him and his family. And he's going to share the Word of God with us right now. Just got that one button right there, bud. Amen. Praise the Lord. Somebody else, enter into the gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. Somebody just give a word of praise right quick before Brother Nathaniel starts preaching here. Somebody want to praise him this morning? How many of you are glad you're not an armadillo in the highway with your feet straight up in the air? Say amen. Or a possum. Amen. Old Jesse Norrison camp meeting in Florida one time. Everybody sitting there dead and wouldn't testify. And he said, how many of you glad you ain't an armadillo? Amen. Dead in the highway. Amen. You glad you're saved? Say amen. Amen. Brother Nathaniel's a real blessing. I hope you get to know him, meet him, fellowship with him a little bit in his wonderful family. Amen. God bless you, Brother Nathaniel. As you preach.
Love you, thank you, preacher. Well, amen. Well, sure is good to be here this morning. And Genesis chapter number 22 is where we're going to be at. And it's good. I tell you, I always enjoy coming here to Benson Grove, whether it's camp meeting or just hanging out. And sometimes I feel like that stray cat. You know, you feed the stray cat, and he's going to keep coming back. And they fed me once, and I just keep coming back, you know. And but it sure is good to be here. Appreciate Brother Billy and his friendship and love him in the Lord. And I'm convinced that every preacher, every Christian needs a Brother Billy in their life, you know. And so I appreciate that. And it's good to have my sister and brother-in-law with us today. They drove all the way down from Richmond just to be here with us today. And they don't know this, but I just got a call. My mom and dad are going to be here for the service tonight. And so praise the Lord for that. And so we're just going to have a good time. And I'm not sure what happens when we have this many Inslees in one spot, but something's going to, you know, either break loose or something. But anyhow, but we are church planters to Wyoming. Been in Wyoming, hard to believe, since 2005, and we're on our second work. In between the two works, we went on deputation and figured if we're going to do this right, we need some funds in the pocket, so we done that. And I'm convinced that you never stop deputation. You know. You might not be traveling from church to church, but you're always on deputation, you know. It's like always trying to reinvent the wheel, you know. Once you get to that place of support, you know, hold on to it, because about 5 minutes, it's going to get lower. Then you got to do it again and do it again and do it again. So anyhow, we got some prayer cards out in the foyer and one of those glass tables. And so just pray for us. We definitely need your prayers. But we are, man, God has been so good to us, period, no matter what he does. But he's blessed our ministry there in Burns and blessed Hillsdale now, and Blessed Hope Baptist Church, and we're about 6.5 years old now, and we just purchased a building, and so we praise the Lord for that, and it's just, it's, I got a report. We usually run about 50 on Sunday mornings in a town of 80 or so, and I think I just broke this thing on my belt, yep, it's broke. You know, so amen. Talking about leaving an impression, you know. So we'll just put this piece right there. But anyhow, so pray for us. We definitely need it, because I hope I don't break nothing else. Genesis chapter 22 is where we're going to be at here this morning. And preacher, what time do we need to finish up here? Just about 12:30, 1 o'clock, or? Okay. So yeah, I was kidding about that time. But it's sure is good to be here. Can I share my heart with you this morning? You know, and I got a whole lot of notes here, but I'm not sure what that means. I shared some of this with Brother Billy when he was with us in our camp meeting, a revival rather, just a few weeks ago we had 10 inches of snow. And there on one of those days, Tuesday or Wednesday, but the Lord's been drawing me through some things, and I say that in a good way. So can I share my heart with you in regards to yielding to the Lord, yielding our all to the Lord? The title of it is Your All on the Altar. Is our all on the altar? Here in Genesis chapter 2, we're very familiar with this passage, and for the sake of time, we're just going to jump right into it. Verse number 1 says that it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, Behold, here I am, And he said, take now thy son, thine only son, Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. And Abraham rose up early in the morning, and saddled his ass, and took two of his young men with him, and Isaac his son, and clave the wood for the burnt offering, and rose up and went unto the place of which God had told him. Then on the third day, verse 4, Abraham lifted up his eyes, saw the place afar off. And Abraham said unto his young men, abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship, and come again to you. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering, and laid it upon Isaac his son, and took the fire in his hand, and knife, and they went both of them together. And Isaac spake unto Abraham his father, and said, my father. And he said, here am I, my son. And he said, behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? And Abraham said, my son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went both of them together. And they came to the place which God had told him of. And Abraham built an altar there, and laid the wood in order, and bound Isaac his son, and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand, and took the knife to slay his son. Verse 11, and the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven, and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, here am I. And he said, lay not thy hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. And Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. Let's pray. Father, we ask the Lord to help us here today. Father, I know the things that you've got my heart stirring about. And Father, I pray, Lord, that somehow, some way, that those things will come out in a way that that'll be a help to your people. But number one, that'll be glorifying to you, and that we'll just lift up the Lamb here this morning. And Father, we ask you, Lord, just to help us through your Spirit, through your Word, and just Father, we come here on purpose, for one purpose, is to worship you. And Father, we ask the Lord to help us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. So the title here, and this is, this is just fresh off the press. I'm still going through this chapter myself. But Romans chapter 12, verse 1 says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that us, present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Psalm 139, verse 23 and verse 24 says, search me, O God. And I'm told that the word, that Hebrew word, search me, it kind of gives the mindset to bore a hole and to inspect. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way of everlasting. As we see in this account today, Abraham, I would say, was yielding his all to God. Amen. Most of us here, probably all of us, is not going to willingly volunteer our children to be sacrificed upon an altar, to offer this way to the Lord. So that brings me a question. Does the Lord have my all? Does the Lord have your all here this morning? Is there any area that we are holding on to? And most likely we're all saying, no. I mean, we're willing to do whatever. We're willing to go wherever. We're willing to handle whatever, Lord. And, you know, can I show you something? Can I share something with you? I would have said the same thing 6 months ago or 8 months ago or whatever it is. But through the building process, well, not building, but just through ministry and all that stuff. But God has a way to take you to the next level. God has a way to just turn things just right. Yes, on this side of the conflict, if you will, you would say, yep, I'm willing. Yes, God has my all. But then you go through this, and then you realize, you know, God didn't have as much of me as I thought God had much of me. And God brings us through. God brings us to a place of Mount Moriah, if you will. So the thought here is this. Sometimes we think we are yielding our all to the Lord, but we come to find out, we begin to attend the school of yielding, and we realize that we wasn't ready for that quiz or test as much as we thought we was ready for that quiz or test. Sometimes things in our life hinders us. Sometimes things in our life hold us back from getting on the top of the mountain here. The Lord just wants to get us to a place. Look at verse number 2. We see the land of Moriah. And it says, offer him, what's the word? There. Verse number 4. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off is a place. Verse number 5. The lad will go yonder and worship. There's a place. Verse number 9. And there came to the place which God had told him of. And Abraham built an altar there. God wants to get us to a certain place. God wants to get us to a certain place. So I wrote this some thoughts down before I get into my message here. And I'm not sure how much we're going to get done here. Sometimes in our life, the Lord just wants to get us to a place. He just wants you and I to get to the place of Mount Moriah just to show you who you are and just to show you who He is. Because we must realize, and this is one of the thoughts that you ever had those aha moments? You ever had those times where you sit in your office and you just kind of stroke your beard because, wow, that's really good stuff. And some of you still got to work on that. But you can't see the ram caught in the thicket on top of the hill, top of the mountain, from down below. You can't see the ram caught in the thicket from down below. I don't know if that does much for you. But that got my tractor going, preacher. Because God ordained that trek up the hill. God called him to go on top of that hill. So the thought here, 5 principles real quick that I'm going to give you that God is working into my heart, that God is churning this over. And I got 9 altogether, and I haven't processed those yet. And I'm not sure if I processed these first 5 yet either. But the principle number 1 about is you're all on the altar. The principle number 1 of surrendering or yielding rather to God is principle number 1, found in verse number 1, is the principle of presentation. The principle of presentation. Verse number 1, here I am. Verse 1 says, God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham said, behold, here I am. Abraham presented himself. Lord, whatever you want, I'll do it. God, whatever you called me to do, I'll do it. Here I am. I think many Christians get to this place. I mean, I really do. That they present themselves. They get to a place where they say, you know, Lord, whatever you want to do. Now, before you start throwing stones at me about that statement, There's a progression. Many Christians want to serve God. Many Christians want to set the world on fire for God. Many Christians want to serve the Lord in whatever area. But we have to get to a place where we present ourselves. The principle of presentation. Abraham positively responded to God's call. Principle number 2. I'm going somewhere with this. I want to give more time to this last point. Principle number 2 is the principle of obedience. And he said, take now thy son, thine only son, whom thou lovest, and get thee to the land of Moriah, and offer him there. In verse number 3, and Abraham rose up early in the morning, and he went. You know, I think that would be the day I probably sleep in. Just being real with you. That'd be the day where I'm not going to get up early. I'm not going to get up with, you know, the chickens, make breakfast, drink coffee, you know, have my bacon and eggs. He probably didn't have bacon and eggs, but he probably had steak and eggs, you know. But that'll be the day I'm going to drag my feet. I'm talking about here that if me here this morning is my all on the altar, am I yielding to the Lord? Have I got to a place where I presented myself? Have I got to a place where I obeyed what God has laid out for me? Many Christians present themselves. But when it comes to the principle of obedience, many Christians begin to fall by the wayside. They see that mountain. They see the trek up the hill. And they say, no, I'm going to stay at the house. I'm going to stay here. The principle of obedience says, take thy son, offer him. And he arose and went. Abraham obeyed God. He was convinced. He was convinced that it was what the Lord wanted. Can I submit to you here this morning? God didn't want Isaac. God wanted Abraham. Amen. God, you know, whatever it is in our life that we're holding back, that we're not ready to put on the altar, possibly here this morning, God's not interested in what you're going to put on the altar, but He's interested if you are willing to put it on the altar. Are we willing to put everything we have on the altar of God? God, here am I. The principle of presentation, the principle of obedience. Then number three, the principle of preparation. Verse number three there says, "And Abraham rose early in the morning, saddled his ass, took two of his young men with him, and Isaac his son, clave the wood for the burnt offering, rose up and went unto the place which God had told him." The principle of preparation. You know, where did all that stuff come from? You know, he willingly invested in sacrifice to obey the Lord. What have we willingly invested? What have we willingly sacrificed to go forward for the cause of Christ? The principle of preparation. He sacrificed his rest. He provided his livestock for travel. You don't see where someone else did that. He was prepared to go forward for God. He provided his own employees, if you will. He provided his sacrificial supplies. He provided his time. He provided his son. So we see that there's a principle of preparation. Many times we don't serve the Lord because we haven't prepared to serve the Lord. We haven't prepared to go forward. We haven't surrendered or yielded our all this morning because we haven't prepared ourselves. Many times, and y'all preachers know this, people want to serve God, but. And you feel it? I mean, I've heard it all, you know, and y'all probably heard it all, but if we're going to serve God, we must prepare ourselves. We want to get to that place where we present ourselves and obey and so on and so forth. But principle number four, we've got to move on. Principle of perseverance. Verse number four. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. Now, what do you think was going on in Abraham's heart right now? You know, now it's just, you know, he's just starting off. Now, we can talk about, well, he was convinced that God was going to bring him back to life, you know, all that stuff, or God, you know, he knew that God was going to do this, but we don't have that. That's all opinions. The Bible says, sacrifice your son, and he begins to attempt to sacrifice his son, and then God provided a ram. So we see that, and we see that God was going to, in the scripture, Abraham said, "Hey, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship, and we'll come again to you." So whatever that phrase means, we can talk about that another time. But we know that he was willing to go the distance. He persevered. The principle of perseverance. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. Do you think he had much sleeping going on those 3 days? Going up to Mount Moriah. What was going on in his heart? What was going on? What kind of conversations was going on between dad and son? We get a glimpse of it here. But just think about that. He persevered. Do you think he had an opportunity to divert and detour? Do you think he had an opportunity to just stay at the house? You know what? It's cloudy today. It's windy today. It's rainy today. Let's do this another time. Now I'm just, you know, putting that in there, but he persevered. 3 days he stayed with it. Now we know Abraham was a faithful man. Abraham was not serving on a whim. Abraham was not serving on a hyped up heart. Abraham was fully convinced he was obeying God. Amen. Preachers, Christians, how many times have we heard a brother or a sister in Christ, "I'm going to go do this," and they're so excited, and boy, if you marked it down, boy, they've said that same saying 1,000 times, and it lasted 3 seconds, and the second time lasted 5 seconds, and the fourth, you know, but it's a flash in the pan. You know, if I want God to use us in Wyoming. I want God to use us in the lives of people, and I want us, God, to use us to a place where it's only God. But we have to get to a place where we just persevere. We stayed with it. Abraham stayed with it. So, preacher, that's only 3 days that he stayed with it in this instance. Yeah, but I'm pretty sure those 3 days were a long 3 days. I'm sure there was a lot of things going on. Can I give you one more here, principle number five, and I'm just giving you the cream off the top here this morning. Principle number five, verse number five. The principle of worship. Is you're all on the altar this morning. The purpose of presenting ourselves is to worship Him. The purpose of obeying Him is to worship Him. The purpose of preparing ourselves to serve Him is to worship Him. The purpose of persevering in the path that God has called us to, wait for it, is to worship Him. Look at verse 5. And Abraham said unto his young men, abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you. He worshiped at a designated place. Now this is where it got, you know, we can take this as church, we can take this as whatever, but however you take it, just let God direct you there. But God directed him on the top of Mount Moriah at a designated place. God met with him at a designated place. He went yonder to worship. He worshiped at a designated place. Could he have worshiped at home? Absolutely. Should he have worshiped at home? Absolutely. But God called him at a designated place, at a designated time, to do a designated thing, because it was something that God was doing. It was apart from Abraham. It was apart from all of that. It was something that God done in Abraham's life. He had a designated place, but he went where God told him. Many times as Christians, we give ourselves too much credit. Maybe it's just me here this morning. You know, out our way, we hear this phrase, and maybe you've heard it out here in Carolinas, and I don't have to go to church to worship. I can worship God at home. Is that a true statement? Yes, that is a true statement. You can worship God at home, but God has a designated place for you to worship. God has a place for you to worship. God has prepared a place for you to worship. God has prepared a meeting place for you to meet with Him. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25, not forsaking the assembling of yourselves together. As a matter of some is. Hey, some folks ain't going to get it. Some folks ain't going to care. But you come together and worship God. Just as we see here in Abraham's day, God expects you to worship at home, and He expects you to worship at church. Just because we worship God at church doesn't mean we don't worship God at home. It don't give us a pass. We need to do both. His place of worship not only was a prepared place of worship, but His place of worship was a God-given place. He said, go into the land of Moriah and offer Him there. It was a place of worship. His place of worship was God-given. His place of worship was recognized and acknowledged by Abraham. Verse number 4, I'm going to go to this place afar off. He recognized it. His place of worship was that God made it real to him there. Can I put it this way? Now, we can apply this whatever way we want. In Abraham's life, this was a temporary place. He didn't stay there. He didn't live there. It was a place where God prepared for him for a certain time. His place to worship was temporary. Come again to you, according to verse number 5. He says, hey, we're going to come back. Hey, y'all stay down here at the bottom. We'll come back. Sometimes in our life and ministry, we face challenges, challenging events. But just remember, on this side of heaven, it's only temporary. It's only temporary. There is coming a day. We're going to be at the house. No more heartache or pain. We're going to be there with Jesus. What Revelation says, all things are made new. His place of worship, according to verse number 9, was to worship. Well, preacher, that's kind of a, you know, duh. That's why we call it a place of worship. Yeah, but sometimes we call things a place of worship, and the last thing that happens is the worship. His place of worship was to worship. Verse 9, and they came to the place which God had told him of, and Abraham built an altar there and laid the wood in order. Tells me there's a way to put it out of order. Anyway, that's another message. and bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar upon the wood. He says, "Here am I." Gives the mindset of a statement of worship. Every challenge, an exhausting step, going up that side of the mountain was a step of worship. The hardships that you face as you serve the Lord, as you beat your head against the wall, is that a good way to put it? Is worship. Everything we do for the cause of Christ is because of Christ. Amen. And it's to worship Him. And so the other folks can worship Him. But be encouraged today that every hardship, every struggle, every command is bringing us to a place of worship.
Amen.
That every choice, that everything that Abraham did to get there got him to a place where he saw God do some awesome things. Do you think he enjoyed that trek up the hill? Maybe. If he likes hiking, which it seems, foolish to go hiking just for the fun of it. Bible says the wicked runs when no man pursues. So that's another whole on the whole message. But he worshiped with a prepared heart. We've seen him already. He worshiped with his son, his family. Look there, verse. I need to finish up here. He worshiped with his family. He and his son. Folks, Dad, especially time with, we need to take our family and worship with our family. There we see, I and the lad will go yonder and worship. Teach your children to worship God, or someone else is going to teach them not to. Many times we teach our family how to skip church, how to skip worship, because we allow them to get tore up and distracted with other things. Can I say this in closing? Worship matters. Worship matters. Who are you and I worshiping? What are you and I worshiping? This is something that the Lord has spoken to me about. And again, I'm just even this morning I dug more into this and just more stuff that the Lord's just showing me. Folks, if you and I want to have our Lord work in our hearts, want to have God to bless our life, bless our home, and bless our ministries, we must get to a place where we present ourselves, obey His word, prepare for service, persevere in the direction that God has called us, and faithfully, faithfully worship Him.
Amen.
Abraham wasn't quite for sure. You're welcome to disagree with me, that's fine. He wasn't quite for sure what was going to take place on top of that mountain. But he knew God called him there. I love the fact that God gives His people a place of service. And at that place of service is His power, is His presence, and is His provisions. Trust Him. Trust Him. He's worthy. He's worthy, preacher.